The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. Appreciate you tuning in today. It's certainly wonderful to have the company, and I am not alone in the studio. The Kaneko has classes for kids, and Catherine Scarpello is the Education and Public Program Coordinator at Kaneko, and she is here with me today to talk about these programs and what they do and how they reach out and touch the community. Thank you, Catherine, for joining me today.
My pleasure.
First of all, one of the things I wanted to let people know, because some people may have heard of it, there is a fundraiser coming up on Friday, and it is completely sold out, and that fundraiser raises money for these programs, right?
Yeah. So Friday, February 7th, we're having, like you said, a fundraiser to kind of raise money and funds for all of our education programming. The fundraiser is called Creative Pairings, and it's going to be really amazing. I wish we could have more tickets for it, but we are collaborating with six chefs and six artists, all local from different tiers, and they are collaborating and to create an evening for you to kind of look at their art and then look at and taste all of the foods that are inspired by that piece of work that the artist made.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and so all of the artwork and, you know, donations and everything from that evening go towards all of our education programs, specifically sponsoring some of our upcoming summer camp kids.
Okay, now, when does registration start for the summer camp kids?
So it actually just launched on Saturday, February 1st. So it is open until we get sold out.
Very good. Up,
yeah.
Can you talk about some of these programs? I took a look at these on the web, which, by the way, thekaneko.org is the website that one could go to for information. And some amazing programs, if you wouldn't mind telling us about them.
Yeah, so camp specifically is one of our largest education programs that we offer, and some of my favorites because, you know, we get to reach a huge range of students. But we have six summer camps. So the Kaneko, backtrack a little bit. The Kaneko is all about how creativity can be anything that you want it to be. And that's the main reason why I work there. You know, people think of being creative as being a visual artist, which it absolutely can be, but it can also be, you know, a sound technician or a math teacher or an architect or anything of that nature. We all have a creative part in ourselves, and that's really what all that we try to do in all of our education programs. Is to really enlighten and make sure that students know that, you know, you're creative and you can make a creative career out
sure.
of that part of yourself.
So but there's a diverse set of activities. Mm-hmm. So is it one class or one module happens and then the next one happens, or do they happen simultaneously?
So they happen in 6 weeks. So, you know, one week is going to be an architecture camp, and then the very next week is a sound design camp. The week after, we've got video game design and all the rest of them. So,
wow. Now, how did you get staff that has expertise in these? I mean, where do all these yeah. talented people come from to guide these children?
That is a lot of the Kaneko staff trying to find outsourced people to actually instruct these camps. So as much as I would love to be able to be in the classroom all day, every day, I don't know enough about architecture to give students a worthwhile experience. So we partner with people outside of our building. So for example, architecture, we've got two different camps. We've got one with HDR architecture and with RDG. A couple of them, we've got a brand new one called Filmmaking in Action, and that is with two local professionals that are very, very well off in their film careers, and it's going to be really great. So we outsource all of that.
Okay, very good. How many children can attend these classes?
We have a max capacity of 20 students per camp. The majority of that is just because, you know, we want to give them a worthwhile experience, and, you know, one to three instructors per 20 kids is plenty.
Yeah, sure, right. Yeah. Now, can somebody sign up for all six classes, or do you try to leave it open so that, you know, six times 20 is 120? We want to try to touch 120 kids.
Sure.
What's the philosophy behind that?
So really, it is up for grabs to anybody. Anybody can take up all six camps. We encourage that. That's not a problem. But we definitely want to make sure that we reach as many students as possible. One way that we try to make sure that we are reaching anybody and everybody is to have sponsorships available. So people can just register up front, or they can apply for sponsorship. And that's actually what that Creative Pairings event is going to be covering a lot of.
Sure.
50% of our students enrolling in camps are sponsored by the Kaneko, and that is coming from the donations and the memberships and the events like Creative Pairings.
Oh, that's amazing. What a wonderful opportunity. And
I'm so excited.
What a cool job you have, Catherine.
Yeah, I agree.
That's really a neat job. If you're looking for information on the camps or anything else really regarding Kaneko, thekaneko.org is the website to go to. Catherine Scarpello, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it. We return to NPR programming.